2 weeks ago, the FBI raided homes or offices of several anti-war activists in Chicago, Minneapolis, and other cities. The government agents were apparently looking into possible funding sources of terrorism. The raids brought about 30 anti-war protesters to the sidewalk outside the Royce Federal Building in Milwaukee last evening.
We say no to intimidation!
Said we say no to intimidation!
As a half dozen Milwaukee police officers looked on, one of the protesters, Natasha Morgan, said she received at least 8 phone calls from the FBI on the day of the raids. Morgan says the FBI's efforts are backfiring.
You know, they picked up a rock to try and throw at the anti-war movement, and they dropped it straight on their own foot because it's only reinvigorated the entire movement and brought a lot of people together.
Morgan says she's hired a lawyer. The FBI has declined comment on the raids. Yesterday in Chicago, 14 anti-war activists whose homes were raided said they'll refuse to testify before a grand jury as ordered. That could land them in jail. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.